You buy animals before you finish the map. That is where the pressure starts. Morning comes fast. Water is far. Gates fight you. Mud pulls at boots. Feed buckets feel heavier every trip. The animals learn the weak spots before you do. A corner floods. A fence bows. Manure stacks where you did not plan it. Flies show up. Neighbors notice. What felt simple turns loud and expensive. This guide drops you into that moment and forces order. You are standing on 1 to 20 acres with living weight that eats every day. You do not have room for guesswork. Housing has to shorten steps. Rotation has to move animals without chasing them. Manure has to stay contained or it will spread trouble downhill and downwind. This is not about pretty layouts. This is about control. You either design the ground or the ground trains you. Chapter 1. Ground Truth. Housing that works under pressure. Scope. You are laying out livestock housing on 1 to 20 acres. This chapter deals only with where animals sleep, shelter, feed, and stage. It does not cover rotation or manure systems beyond what affects placement. The goal is simple. Reduce steps. Reduce stress. Keep animals contained when weather turns and when you are tired. If housing is wrong, every other system fails faster. Animals walk farther than they should. You carry more than you planned. Mud forms where it cannot drain. Gates open into bad angles. Emergencies take longer. This chapter locks down housing so the rest of the land can work. Safety. Housing must protect animals from wind, heat, cold, and standing water. It must also protect you. Poor footing causes falls. Tight corners cause kicks. Low roofs cause head strikes. Crowded pens cause crush injuries. You plan escape routes before animals move in. Every shelter has at least two clear exits for you. Gates swing freely and latch clean. No loose panels, no sharp edges. Electrical lines stay high and protected. Fire risk stays low by keeping hay and bedding separated from ignition sources. Tools and materials. You need measuring tape, stakes, string, marking paint, and a notebook. You need a shovel and a post driver. You need a level or a long straight board. You need flags to mark wind direction and water flow after rain. Materials depend on scale. Portable shelters for small acreages, pole barns or run-in sheds for larger acreage, heavy gates sized to animals, gravel for high traffic zones, drainage pipe where water concentrates, treated posts for any permanent structure. Steps. Step 1. Read the land before you place a single structure. Walk the entire acreage after rain if possible. Note where water sits, note where it moves. Cold air sinks, wind cuts across ridges, sun tracks from east to west, you mark high ground first. Housing goes on the highest practical point that still allows easy access. Step 2. Define your acreage band. 1 to 3 acres forces compact housing. Everything sits close. You minimize walking distance above all else. 4 to 10 acres allows clustered housing with short lanes. 11 to 20 acres allows more spread but still demands a central hub. No matter the size, you avoid scattering shelters randomly. Step 3. Choose centralized or distributed housing. Centralized housing means one main shelter area. This works best for beginners. You feed, check, and secure animals in one place. Distributed housing means multiple shelters. This only works if you already understand animal flow and terrain. Beginners choose centralized unless terrain makes it unsafe. Step 4. Place housing upwind and uphill. Prevailing wind matters. You do not guess, you flag it. Housing faces away from the hardest weather. Back walls block wind. Open sides face sun in cold climates or shade in hot climates. Uphill placement keeps runoff from entering bedding areas. Step 5. Set distance limits for daily labor. You cap walking distance. From house to shelter should be short enough to manage twice daily in bad weather. Feed storage sits close but not inside animal space. Water access sits within a short straight walk. If you feel the distance in calm weather, it will punish you in rain or heat. Step 6. Separate species by behavior, not just size. Chickens do not share space with hoofed animals at night. Goats climb and test. Cattle lean. Pigs root and push. Each species needs housing that matches how it moves and breaks things. Shared structures only work with hard barriers and separate access points. Step 7. Design entry and exit lanes. Animals need clear paths into shelter. Lanes prevent crowding and fighting. You keep turns wide. You avoid dead ends. You never force animals to back out of shelter. Gates open into space, not into corners. Step 8. Plan emergency containment. Storms, escapes, injuries, and predators force fast decisions. Housing areas double as secure holding zones. You can shut animals in quickly. You can isolate one animal without moving the rest. This is not optional. It saves time and prevents loss. Checks and fixes. Check drainage after the first heavy rain. If water pools near housing, you fix it immediately. Add gravel, cut shallow swales, raise bedding areas, do not wait. Standing water becomes disease pressure fast. Check footing weekly during wet seasons. Mud forms where animals stand longest. You mark these spots early. You harden them with gravel or mats. You change traffic flow if needed. Slips injure animals and you. Check gate swing and latch function. Gates fail quietly. Hinges sag. Latches stick. You test them with one hand while carrying weight. If a gate needs two hands, it is wrong. Check roof height and clearance. Animals grow. Horns catch. Heads lift when startled. You ensure clearance stays safe for full-size animals, not just juveniles. Care. Housing care is ongoing. Bedding stays dry. Ventilation stays open. You clean corners where waste accumulates, even if full manure systems come later. You watch animal behavior. Animals tell you when housing is wrong. They avoid corners. They bunch. They pace. They refuse entry. You adjust early. Small changes prevent large rebuilds. Moving a shelter 10 feet uphill can save years of frustration. Adding one gate can cut daily labor in half. Housing is not about looks. It is about pressure. When weather turns, when time is short, when animals push back, housing either holds or it fails. This chapter locks it down so the rest of the land can follow. Chapter 2. Movement under control, rotation without chaos. Scope. This chapter covers livestock movement across pasture using rotation. It does not revisit housing placement or manure treatment. The focus is control. You move animals on purpose, on time, and without force. Rotation protects grass, limits damage, and keeps animals calm. Poor rotation creates bare ground, escapes, and constant repair work. You are not chasing animals, you are directing them. Rotation only works when the layout supports movement and when timing is respected. This chapter locks down how you divide land, move animals, and recover pasture without turning every day into a fight. Safety. Animal movement carries risk. Crowding causes kicks, crush injuries, and fence failure. You never stand between animals and a blocked exit. You keep dogs under control. You avoid slick ground during moves. You never rush a rotation under pressure. Electric fencing is treated with respect. You test before contact. You post warnings where required. Children and visitors stay clear during moves. Water lines and temporary fencing never create trip hazards. Tools and materials. You need permanent perimeter fencing sized to species. This is your backbone. You need temporary fencing for divisions. Step-in posts work for most beginners. You need a fence tester. You need reels, polywire or tape, and handles. You need portable water systems or fixed water points that serve multiple paddocks. You need flags or markers to track rest periods. You need a notebook or board to log moves and recovery time. Steps. Step 1. Lock the permanent perimeter first. Rotation fails without a solid boundary. Animals respect the outside line or they do not. You repair gaps. You reinforce corners. You confirm height and tension for each species. You do not rotate animals inside a weak fence. Step 2. Build a simple lane system. Lanes connect housing areas to pasture divisions. They prevent animals from crossing rested ground. Lanes stay wide enough to prevent bottlenecks. You keep footing firm. You avoid sharp turns. Lanes reduce stress and protect grass. Step 3. Divide pasture into manageable units. You start larger than you think. Beginners overdivide and lose control. You create paddocks that hold animals for several days, not hours. Size depends on stock density, forage growth, and weather. You adjust later. Simplicity first. Step 4. Place water to control movement. Water placement is leverage. Animals move toward it. You place water so animals cross paddocks in the direction you want. You avoid long, narrow walks that churn ground. One water point can serve multiple paddocks when placed correctly. Step 5. Set stock density intentionally. Density is animals per area per time. High density for short periods works when ground is dry and forage is strong. Low density for longer periods works during stress. You match density to conditions. You never force density when ground is soft. Steps respect rest periods. Grass needs recovery. You measure rest in days and weeks, not guesswork. Cool seasons need shorter rest. Hotter dry seasons need longer. You never return animals to a paddock before recovery, even if it looks green. Roots tell the truth. Step 7. Move on schedule, not convenience. Rotation timing matters. You do not wait until grass is gone. You move when animals have taken the top growth. Leaving residue protects soil. If your schedule slips, you adjust density or paddock size, not principles. Step 8. Adjust for weather extremes. Rain forces longer rest and faster moves. Drought forces lower density and sacrifice areas. You plan these adjustments before crisis hits. You never destroy the whole pasture to save 1 week of feed. Checks and fixes. Check fence respect daily during early rotations. Animals test new lines. You watch behavior. If animals lean or challenge, voltage is low, or layout is wrong, you fix it immediately. Training happens early. Check pasture impact after each move. You look at hoof marks, not just grass height. If soil is damaged, you stayed too long or moved too late, you log it, you adjust next time. Check water access during hot periods. Water demand rises fast. You confirm flow rate and refill timing. Dehydrated animals panic and break fences. You prevent it. Check lane wear weekly. Lanes take abuse. You reinforce weak spots before they turn to mud channels. Gravel early costs less than repair later. Care. Rotation care is observation. You watch animals enter new paddocks. Calm grazing means success. Running, crowding, or pacing means pressure. You listen to the land. Grass growth tells you when to slow down or speed up. You keep records, dates, paddock used, rest length, weather notes. Patterns emerge fast. You stop guessing and start managing. Rotation becomes routine, not drama. You do not chase perfect systems. You chase control. A simple rotation done consistently beats a complex plan done poorly. Animals thrive when movement is predictable. Grass thrives when recovery is honored. Rotation is not freedom, it is structure. When structure holds, animals stay healthy, land stays productive, and you stop reacting. This chapter puts movement under control so the land can recover and the system can breathe. Chapter 3. Waste as risk or resource, manure management that holds. Scope. This chapter covers manure management for livestock on 1 to 20 acres. It focuses on keeping waste contained, preventing runoff, and turning it into a resource. This does not revisit housing placement or pasture rotation beyond what affects soil and drainage. The goal is control. Mismanaged manure spreads disease, attracts pests, pollutes water, and destroys pasture. Properly managed, it feeds soil, improves grass, and reduces cost. You are not guessing. You are measuring, moving, storing, and timing. You treat manure like a living problem. It changes with weather, season, and animal density. This chapter locks down what to do daily, weekly, and seasonally to maintain health, reduce risk, and recover soil. Safety. Manure handling carries biological hazards. Bacteria, parasites, and ammonia exposure are real. Wear gloves and boots. Avoid inhaling dust when dry. Never allow manure to sit in high traffic areas where animals or humans can step in or slip. Wash hands and tools after contact. Keep manure away from water sources. Runoff contaminates drinking water and carries legal liability. Compost piles should be secured to prevent accidental access by children, animals, or neighbors. Do not burn manure. Fire risk and nutrient loss are too high. Tools and materials. You need wheelbarrows or carts for daily removal. You need shovels, rakes, and pitchforks for spreading and turning. You need a scale or volume estimation system to track manure amounts. You need fencing or barriers for storage areas. For composting, aeration tools, thermometers, and covers. For runoff, trenches, swales, gravel, or mats. For containment, bins, pads, or dedicated fields. You need notebooks or boards to track pile ages, temperatures, and locations. Steps. Step 1. Calculate daily manure production. Each species produces different volumes. Chickens small, pigs heavy, cows massive. You tally how much accumulates per pen or pasture unit. Accurate measurement informs storage size, compost timing, and application rates. Step 2. Separate storage from living areas. Storage must be downhill or downwind from housing, or else odor and flies become daily problems. It must be level or slightly sloped for drainage control. Bins or piles stay compact to maintain heat in compost systems. Step 3. Choose collection method. Dry pack. Bedding absorbs moisture and creates a solid mass. Scrape. Regular removal of wet or mixed manure. Both methods work. Dry pack reduces odor and keeps animals drier. Scraping allows faster removal but requires more labor. Decide based on species, housing, and labor available. Step 4. Control runoff. Slope, rain, and heavy accumulation combine to create water problems. Piles must sit on gravel, concrete, or well-drained pads. Divert water with shallow trenches or swales. Avoid placing storage where runoff enters streams, wells, or low-lying paddocks. Step 5. Compost strategically. Composting reduces pathogens, kills fly larvae, and stabilizes nutrients. Turn piles at least weekly. Monitor temperature to ensure microbial activity. Cover if rain is frequent. Age piles sufficiently before field application. Step 6. Time applications for pasture benefit. Never spread on frozen, saturated, or compacted soil. Apply in layers that grass can absorb without smothering. Match volume to soil nutrient capacity. Overapplication invites runoff, odor, and disease. Step 7. Monitor for pests and odor. Flies, rodents, and smells indicate mismanagement. Cover piles, rotate storage sites, and turn compost regularly. Odor is not normal. High ammonia or fermentation signals adjustment needed. Step 8. Reassess layout regularly. Animals move. Housing changes. Paddocks rest. Storage must adapt. If the manure system interferes with rotation or housing, it fails. You shift piles, pads, or collection points to maintain efficiency and reduce risk. Checks and fixes. Check pile moisture weekly. Too dry slows decomposition, increases dust, and encourages flies. Too wet creates runoff and odor. Adjust bedding, turning, or covers accordingly. Check proximity to water sources monthly. Runoff into streams or wells is a serious failure. Regrade, divert, or relocate piles immediately if water moves toward contamination. Check compost temperature daily during hot periods. Heat indicates active decomposition. Cool spots signal poor aeration or overaccumulation. Correct immediately with turning or layering adjustments. Check surrounding paddocks after application. Animals may paw, trample, or consume fresh manure. Protect sensitive paddocks with temporary fencing or delay animal access until nutrients settle. Care. Daily observation is essential. Watch animals' soil and piles. Animals will avoid wet, smelly, or improperly placed manure. Soil shows compaction, erosion, or nutrient imbalance if mismanaged. Maintain records. Track volume, age, temperature, moisture, and application dates. Patterns reveal where adjustments are needed. Prevent small issues from becoming system-wide problems. Adjust for season. Rain, drought, and heat change decomposition rates. Winter slows microbial activity. Summer accelerates it. You adapt collection and application schedules to environmental reality. Use manure as a resource. Properly managed, it restores soil, increases grass yield, and reduces fertilizer costs. Mismanaged, it becomes a legal and biological hazard. You measure, plan, and enforce control.